Wendy Butler.
Thank you for spending your afternoon with KHSU. It's the 8th of August. It's Tuesday. And it's time for Art Waves. I'm Wendy Butler. Humboldt Light Opera Company's summer production is Gilbert and Sullivan's Rudigore, or The Witch's Curse, opening this Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Humboldt State University Van Duzer Theater. It runs 2 weekends. With 7:30 p.m. performances this Friday and Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th of August. And there will be 2 p.m. matinees this Sunday, August 13th, and the following Sunday, August 20th. In conjunction with the show, HLOC is having two contests, an awkward photos contest and a writing contest, and we'll find out more about those today. My guests are director Carol Ryder and actors Ellsworth Pence and Trillium and Aurora Pitts, and their mom, who is also acting in the show, Katri Pitts, is here as well. I think it's important, before I bring our younger cast members on, I think that it is important to start with you are, Humboldt Light Opera Company is performing Rudigore, or The Witch's Curse.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a comedy.
Well, it is. It's Gilbert and Sullivan.
Well, all right. Well, there
Gilbert
you go.
Gilbert and Sullivan is almost always comedy because they're parodies of the Victorian time. And what we've done with Rudigore is we've put it actually into the 1920s and set it in Martha's Vineyard. So it's a really interesting kind of little take on it. And because Gilbert and Sullivan is from the 1800s, it's easy to take the piece and update it because it's in public domain, so you aren't crossing any boundaries there. And often people are doing that now.
Well, two things. One, Rudigore, what was it and what has it become then?
Well, Rudigore was in the 1870s, and it was always just a farce on gender bias about roles of people. It was taking a lot of humorous looks at the Victorian age, and it's very appropriate in the 20s, and it could be today, but we've chosen not to put it in today's society.
And so you modernized it a bit.
A bit,
you
yeah.
moved it up to the
1920s. A little.
And what other changes? Are your themes still concerning gender bias and things like that?
That and just mores and etiquette and what you're supposed to do and not to do about upper class and lower class and, all the things that Gilbert and Sullivan were constantly poking fun at. They were kind of like Stephen Colbert back in their time, and that's why they were always so interesting at that time and have remained interesting. Because a lot of times you can take the pieces and politicize them if you would like. We decided not to this year for good reasons. But we are really having a fun with just putting it into the 20s.
So it's a couple of things a lot of things going on. Let's talk about Annette Gurney Hull, who is arranging the music.
Yes.
And so that's part of updating or adapting
right.
what was originally done. Is she also bringing it into the 1920s as
yes.
far as the...
Musically.
Just the music, not the
yeah.
book.
You're well, I took some liberties with the dialogue and inserted some of the 20s lingo. Some of it I've taken and twisted it a little bit so it's a little bit more understandable. But a lot of it we left alone because the words are hilarious. They really are. And a lot of the words people don't use today, of course, but we tried to be conscious of that. And I think that's made it one of the harder things about the show is because the words are really different.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, people complain about speaking Shakespeare, but, you know, try to sing Gilbert and Sullivan.
Trying to memorize Gilbert and Sullivan is probably the worst thing.
Yes, indeed. I agree.
Well,
totally.
What are you doing with Rutigore Ellsworth?
I thought I was a bridegroom, but I see on the cast list that I'm a gentleman from the city.
Yes.
Plus being an ancestor, which fits very well.
What does that mean, being an ancestor?
Well, we're the ancestors of the Baronet of Rutigore, who committed a faux pas by burning a witch. And we're his ancestors who appear in the second act and take vengeance on him in a sense, I guess, don't we?
Well, you make sure that he does his crime
That's
a day.
Right. That's right. He has to do a crime a day. That's right.
Is that his consequence? He has to commit a crime
yes.
a day in order to make up for the making the witches angry?
That's the curse, yes.
Or the curse, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on for centuries, since the 15th century.
Well, what's an example of a crime that he has to do? one example.
He avoids income tax.
Forges his check, but he doesn't have a bank account. So,
it's not always easy either to commit a crime a day.
No.
Now, tell me, Ellsworth, what is your relationship to the young ladies we have here, to Aurora and Trillium? Because Trillium, one of the characters Trillium is performing for the ensemble, is also an ancestor.
That's true. And I think we're in the same picture frame on stage, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't we, Trillium?
Yes.
Yes. And so is her mother, Khatri, who is here.
Khatri, who is playing the role of another ensemble member. Is Khatri playing the role of being a mother to the other? No.
But that particular picture frame actually is what we're doing is kind of a inside thing, but all of our ancestors are our ancestors, the company ancestors. So we have a Cinderella, we have a Jane Eyre, we have Pirates of Penzance, we have Mary Poppins, we have Shrek, and we have Titanic in our picture frames.
Oh, the Humboldt Light Opera Company ancestors.
Yeah.
Production
it's a little
ancestor.
Different than maybe it's supposed to, but it's really fun.
And so Trillium, speaking of fun, what's your favorite part of doing this musical? What's really fun about it for you?
Well, I really like to be with my friends because I don't usually get to see them. And I really like to sing and dance.
You do? Do you have aside from what you need to sing for this show, do you have a favorite song?
Well, I like my ancestor song best.
Yeah. Yeah? And so what do you sing about with your ancestor song?
Well, I'm calling the Baronet all these bad names in the middle of it.
Well, that must be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Aurora, you are also in the ensemble and you're playing a bridesmaid. What do you do as a bridesmaid in the ensemble?
I do a few dances and then I just sing the same songs as everybody else. There's not really any special bridesmaid songs, but I do some special dances that others might not do.
Oh, well, describe if you would, one of the dances that you do. What do you have to do with your body in the dance?
It's just pretty simple. We come on stage and we just do a little dancing around the stage and come back to our spot and then sing.
Is dancing most fun for you?
I really like dancing, but I also like singing and acting, too.
Are you singing with Trillium, with your sister?
Yes, because mm-hmm. she gets to do a part of, sometimes she can dance a little bit too because she's a flower girl, sort of more like a smaller part of the bridesmaid because she gets to do the dances too and she has flowers too.
Well, that sounds fun. So how does it feel, be nice to each other, how does it feel performing on stage with your sister, Trillium, you first, how does that feel?
It feels really great.
I mean, it's totally different than being at home, you know, doing things that you do at home. But now you're on stage and you're helping each other as performers. What do you think about that, Aurora?
I think it's pretty fun to have the family on stage, like all together. Mm-hmm. Because it's, I just feel it's really nice for the whole family to be performing together in the same show.
And your mom is up there too. Khatri, mm-hmm. your mom is performing as well. So Khatri, you have to come and borrow a microphone real quick, and I have to ask you pretty much the same question. And the question is, you are performing with two very talented young performers who happen to be your daughters. How does that feel for you?
You know, it's really exciting that, you know, my husband is on stage also, and so all four of us work on...
What's your husband's name?
Larry Pitts. And all four of us have done shows together since the girls were tiny. And Larry and I were doing shows before they were born. So it's just really a fun thing to get to share as a family. We really enjoy working on the project as a family and with our wider HLOC community.
Khatri Pitts, one of the actors in Humboldt Light Opera Company's summer production, Gilbert and Sullivan's Rudigore or The Witch's Curse. Also here are actors Aurora and Trillium Pitts, as well as actor Ellsworth Pence, and director Carol Ryder. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. What I'd like to do is, I would like to talk a little bit more with Trillium and with Aurora about performing and acting on stage. So I'm going to start with Trillium. Do you remember the first time you ever did a performance, did a show?
I was 4 when I did my first show. It was Mary Poppins, and I was the X.
You were the X?
And I remember taking a picture with Ellsworth and being on the newspaper and being really excited about that.
So you performed with Ellsworth in Mary Poppins? Yeah. And what does that mean, Trillium, you were the X, like the X...
In supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, you were the X in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Got it.
Expialidocious.
Did you have to sing that?
Yes.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Is that right? Well, that sounds like fun. And what did you perform in that, Ellsworth?
I was... I flew a kite. what was my role? I can't remember. I was a park warden or manager or whatever,
oh, okay.
And I had to keep it clear of riffraff.
Well, question for you, Aurora, same question. Do you recall the first time you were in a show?
Yes, it was Cinderella, and I was 4, and... I was the fairy godmother in training. Mm-hmm. And Els was the fairy godfather. So we
Yeah. So you also, your first show was performing also with Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
In this show, Trilly is wearing Rory's costume from Cinderella. So it all
in
comes around.
Oh. Oh. So many different ways of connecting community and family in Humboldt Light Opera Company with these productions. So for both of you also, do you ever get nervous before you perform? Trillium.
Usually I like to get nervous because that makes me more confident to do
Really? Yeah. So it kind of gives you more, it gives you more energy. Makes you more excited. Wow. How about you, Aurora?
Well, I'm always nervous right before the show, and then sometimes when I start performing or, like, sing my first song, I start feeling better about it,
I feel like, but before the show, before I've done anything on stage at all, I still feel really nervous. And it's really, actually really good to be nervous, because that means you really want to be, to do a good job.
You said nobody can see this, but their mom, Katri, is holding two thumbs up. Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. Could you imagine, Katri, another question for you? Katri, I think that when we first met, I don't even know that... I know Trillium was not born yet. So, I mean, because we've known each other, you know, in different contexts for almost 20 years, I think. I mean, just a long time. Did you imagine that you would see your daughters on stage someday?
Well, it's been very natural. So that's, I don't think I ever imagined them not being on stage with me. They just always have been. You know, they were born into this amazing community, and them performing with that community has just been a very natural progression. So,
and you continue teaching at KidCo.
Yes.
Do you teach the ones that are as young as like 3 years old, 3-4 years old?
Depending on the session, yes. Yeah.
Is KidCo currently in session?
They have a summer camps going on, summer and then camps. our school session starts the second week of September.
Are the KidCo classes also at the space?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So in Redegore, why don't we move on to some other things going on with Humboldt Light Opera Company? For, of course, Redegore is just going to be 2 weekends, August 11th through the 20th, but just the weekends, the Friday and Saturday of both of those weekends at 7:30. And also Sunday, both Sundays at 2 p.m.?
Correct, at 2 p.m.
Okay. And this is taking place at the Van Duzer Theater. But following that, or in conjunction with... I have to talk about the awkward photos. Is that also going to be over?
No, that won't be over.
Let's talk about the awkward photos.
Awkward photos. Well, one of the things that is in the show is it's very convoluted, and Rose is going to marry Robin, but then Robin's the older brother, and so he has to become a bad baronet. So then she's going to marry Despard, the younger brother, but he's in love with someone else. And then she's going to marry Richard, but she doesn't really want to. Anyway, so it's very awkward. The weddings are very awkward. So we decided to run this kind of a Facebook type thing where you put little quotes about the picture. And so it's on our Facebook page, on HLOC page. And it's just something fun, you know. It's just a meme, I think it's called. Yeah.
Well, so. Are people invited to submit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, they can go to, Humboldt Light Opera Company on Facebook or HLOC?
I think it's Humboldt Light Opera Company.
On Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, or they can go to our website and submit them.
Submit through your website.
Yeah, you can submit through the website through info@hloc.org.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get them on, and then people can comment on them, you know, make quotes.
It doesn't have to be like quotes from Gilbert and Sullivan.
Oh, gosh, no. No, it's just these are awkward photos. Like, there's one that's a photo of a faux wedding because it was during World War II. And so the father dressed up as his daughter and et cetera. And so it's a kind of a funny photo. And there's another one where they're just really goofing off. Most of the photos that we've gotten are old photos and not embarrassing photos. They're just awkward.
Well, is the writing contest awkward? Let's say Redegore writing contest. What is
a Redegore? It's like people ask, what's a Redegore? And so we just decided to open it up. Ellsworth has the information on
that. Go ahead.
I thought I had information on the wedding photos, but whatever they do in this other thing, they send to the space. Is that correct?
Or info@hloc.org. Yeah.
Okay, info@hloc.org. I even have trouble saying these things. But they can also send the photos and their explanation of Redegore to the space, which is our space at Sunnybrae. The space, 92 Sunnybrae Center, Arcata, California, 95521.
Okay, so you could they could send it by mail or drop it off.
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
So so the writing contest is offer an explanation of Redigore.
What is
a Redigore?
Do they ever talk about that in the show?
No.
Well, Redigore is the name of family, but it's like, what is a Redigore? And so just wild, crazy imagination things. And whatever they write is fine. And they can just send it. And, you know, we'll just send them tickets.
Does everybody get a ticket for sending?
Yeah.
Really?
They send one in, they get a ticket.
I did not
get
know
a ticket.
That.
Yeah. You We're kind of making this up as we go.
Get it. One ticket for Redigore with every submission of what is a Redigore. You might get some long poems. I can see a poem. I can visualize a poem.
Send one in, Wendy.
Start it with, what is Redigore? A Redigore is.
Yeah, and just the wilder the better.
I don't know. Tell us, Aurora, what is Redigore?
Well, Redigore is the, it's this.
No, just be creative. Just say whatever comes to your mind. What is Redigore?
It's a three-cornered hat with a peacock feather. No?
To me, it sounds like a food. It sounds like a spicy food. What do you think, Trillium?
I think it sounds like some kind of spice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take my spaghetti with some Redigore on top. Well, that's going to be fun. That's great.
What a
wonderful way to further engage audiences and the community. It's not just let's go see a play and sit down and be quiet and see a play. It's let's participate in a lot of different ways.
Well, that's the fun of the summer shows. We always try to surround it by things that engage the community, too. It's a way for them to find out about it. But also, you know, something like Redigore, people don't know it. And so they might not want to come because they don't know what the name is. But, you know, it's the show that we needed to do this summer because it only has two sets. And we're only in the space, the Van Duser, for 3 nights before we open. So part of it was that. And part of it is historically, the company actually produced Redigore before it became a company. That the three founders worked together on Redigore in the summer, and then in December they opened HLOC, which is why we're called Humboldt Light Opera Company, is because they were doing Gilbert and Sullivan at the very beginning. So this is something that's very ingrained in our company. This is the fourth time we've done Redigore in 44 years, so it's fun. Bill and I actually did it together before we were together.
Together before you were together.
Yeah. Rose Maybud and Robin.
So Redigore goes back to the very beginning of a lot of things. Your relationship with Bill and the creation, the founding of Humboldt Light Opera Company.
Right.
Congratulations, Ellsworth.
I wanted to add to that you can take it even farther because Rosebud, which Carol played in the first one, is now being played by her daughter, Fiona. And Fiona first appeared on stage when she was 4 months old. Is that correct?
No, she was 11. 11 months.
Okay. I thought you told me. Okay.
No.
I won't go.
Yeah. Close. We have our youngest performer ever to do this summer, and she's only, 2 months? Yeah. Awen Tari, one of the lead character's daughter, is going to be on stage for the first time. So it'll be our youngest one. So we have everything from 2 months to who knows. I don't know how old Els is.
and the journey continues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Carol Ryder, director, and actors Ellsworth Pence and Khatri Trillium and Aurora Pitts. Humboldt Light Opera Company's
Redigore, or The Witch's Curse, opens this Friday and runs 2 weekends with 7:30 p.m. performances this Friday and Saturday, August 11th and 12th, and next Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th of August. And there will be 2 p.m. matinees this Sunday, August 13th, and the following Sunday, August 20th. All performances at HSU's Van Duzer Theater. The ticket office is open weekdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can phone 630-5013 or go to The Space at 92 Sunnybrae Center to purchase tickets. You can also purchase tickets and get more information about the What is a Redigore writing contest and the awkward wedding photo and caption submission details at hloc.org. That's it for today's program. Art Waves is produced for KHSU at Humboldt State University. You can listen to the weekly broadcast on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. You can also listen to it live or to archived programs at our website, and that's khsu.org. You can download podcasts of the program from iTunes. Until next time, I'm Wendy Butler. Thanks for listening.
Was one of the great artists of the 20th century and of all time. If you dig modern jazz, tune in to Gone Sides, Tuesday starting at 8 p.m. I'm your host, Darius Brotman. That's 8 o'clock on Tuesdays on KHSU, your jazz station.
This is
Radio Lab.
And that's
Radio
the moment.
Lab. It's happened very sudden.
So that's how it happened.
Suddenly, in a flash.
Everything is totally changed.
It's amazing.
It does for the first time.
Where?
Where exactly?
You see it happen.
Struck me at that moment.
Are you really going to go all the way there?
Tuesday evening at 7 on KHSU.
I mean, we say that a lot. We say everybody loves Indians, but nobody loves Indian sovereignty. They're willing to go out and say how much they honor Indians when they dress up like us at sporting events, but they won't actually show up when we are being hosed and maced at pipelines to try to stop them from going through our lands and polluting our water. So what's really interesting about that is I went to a Boston Tea Party Museum in Boston, and they still have you dress up like Indians when they take you on the tour of the Boston Museum, because that's part of our history. So they came over to me and my friend, and they're like, do you want a feather so you can dress up like an Indian? And I said, what if we're already Indians? And she kind of like didn't know how to respond. She just looked at me, and they're not supposed to break character, and she goes, do you want a feather or not?
To hear the rest of this conversation, go to the Thursday Night Talk page at khsu.org.
Located on the campus of Humboldt State University, this is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, which means it's time for Mixed Messages. A new show with myself, Pandemonium Jones, at the controls, bringing you music from across time and space. mixed and blended live on the air